The animation company Pixar, indeed the whole industry, is mourning the loss of one of the artists behind Pixar's magic. Animator Joe Ramft died Tuesday in a car accident. He was 45. Charles Solomon writes about animation for Day to Day. Here he is with a remembrance.
Joe Ramft was one of the key artists behind the Pixar Studios and broken string of animated hits. A soft-spoken and gentle man, Joe never sought the limelight. Only a few of the millions of people who saw the Toy Story movies, Monsters, Inc., and A Bug's Life would recognize the name Joe Ramft. But at Pixar, and throughout the animation industry, Joe was loved and respected primarily as one of the finest storymen of his generation. The term storyman means a multi-talented artist who writes dialogue, develops the characters, and makes sure that the story is emotionally true. As a storyman, Joe made thousands of drawings helping directors find the right camera angle, create the right mood, and determine the right expressions for the characters. Telling stories was Joe's passion. He made the audience believe that a toy cowboy was truly lonely, that a blue-haired monster could learn to love a little girl, and that a chubby caterpillar could dream of becoming a beautiful butterfly.
I'm finished! Finally, I'm a beautiful butterfly! My wings! Oh, they're beautiful!
That's Ramft as Heimlich the Caterpillar in the 1998 Pixar hit A Bug's Life. He did temp dialogue for the characters while the films were in production, and often he did it so well he became the voice, like his role as the asthmatic penguin in Toy Story 2.
Well, I tried squeaking, but I'm still broken. No one could hear me. Besides, the dust aggravates my condition.
Animation is created by a small community of artists that is often rife with feuds and jealousy. Yet during the 25 years he worked in the medium, no one ever had an unkind word for Joe or any doubts as to his abilities. Pixar, the art of animation, and audiences around the world are all the poorer for Joe Ramft's passing.
Charles Solomon writes about animation for Day to Day.